A lot of text messages last night. Not bragging, just saying. No, I'm bragging. I was not sure what they were going to do. I thought there was a pretty good chance, Andy, that they would box one of us out. I didn't know who it would be. I honestly, if we're being honest here, and I am for 1 second, I figured it would probably be you. I figured that you, because you were dressed a little better than I was that day. You had your red Jimmy Fun shirt on. And as we know from the midday show, the height of fashion in the sports world is those blue and or red button-up polo shirts with the Jimmy Fun logos on them. And I was just wearing a T-shirt. So I figured it was going to probably be you, as you seemed, maybe a little more camera ready from the wardrobe. But apparently, the people at NFL Films looked at the footage and decided that I was just maybe a little more camera ready, maybe a little more credible. I'm not sure. I can't tell you what the thought process was. But it was an honor to be on that. And maybe next time, Andy, maybe next year on the Thursday night game, it'll be you.
Yeah. Or maybe it was just a bad broadcast. The rest of it kind of sucked, too, so they don't know what they're doing over there. That's
I like that little intro thing where it's like they bust into the party and they're all dancing around. Taylor Rooks is dancing with Richard Sherman, and they're all throwing stuff around. I thought that was I enjoyed that. I thought that was all right. I guess I'd never seen that before, the actual Thursday night, like very beginning, because I didn't know when this thing was going to run.
You were watching the whole damn thing frame
I watched
by
the
frame.
Oh, are you kidding me? Of course I was.
Arkan started tuning in at like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
As soon as our show ended.
What's going on?
Like, all right,
what
am I
going
to get on?
7 o'clock? Why? You can't do an extra hour here. Stuff like that doesn't happen for old host one that often, so I was happy to see it. But I do think we did say yesterday, whoever they use, that's going to establish the hierarchy in the show.
Your
and
host,
unfortunately,
one?
Host one. Yep. I maintain my my title of host one.
I bow down to you, host one.
Thanks.
'Tis your show, the afternoon show.
Well, for how much longer, I guess we'll find out. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got a lot of you waiting patiently to talk about this game. Let's go ahead and start with our good friend Tony in Bridgewater. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, you know, I told you guys earlier, they'll be clamoring for Belichick come October. You talk about a plan. Mayo keeps talking about a plan. They don't have a plan. They didn't make one adjustment at halftime. That was pathetic in itself. We all know Brissett's limited. But let me ask you guys a question. They put May in. He drives them down to the 10-yard line. They got three timeouts in their pocket. They don't even try for a touchdown. Like, you tell me why. Why did they put this guy in? If they won't let him just finish it off, get something positive out of it.
Yeah, it's a garbage time thing. I don't know. I think there's sort of an unwritten rule there. I mean, and listen, you don't have to abide by that if you don't want to. And I don't think that they necessarily should feel like they're beholden to the Jets or the unwritten rules in a rebuilding year where they're trying to get their rookie quarterback some reps. I wouldn't have had a problem if they did that, but I don't know. I just think that it would have been fine, I guess, to see him do that, but I don't know if it necessarily would have made much of a difference. Like, you're out there in garbage time. This is what garbage time is. We're not going to make a whole special show for you to go out there and get your first touchdown there, Drake. Like, that's not what that game was about. That game was about you're getting your ass kicked, and you have to go out there and see what that's like.
Yeah, I would not have taken timeouts or gone for the touchdown. If he gets a touchdown, that's great. I'd feel good about it, but to me, that's kind of... I don't know if it's bad karma. Like, now I'm running extra plays in the game, and I feel like it's, what if I get one of my guys hurt or one of their guys hurt? Like, that's almost running time. You know how a lot of high school sports go to running time in fourth quarter, second half, depending on the score? To me, that was borderline running time, and you put your backups in. I want to see Drake May. Like, I like the idea to get Drake May reps, but I'm not spiking the ball and running up and calling timeouts, and I'm just taking the plays that are available, and if we score, that's great. If we don't, we do what we did, and we just hang our head and walk away and go look for the goat Aaron Rodgers to hug.
Yeah, didn't love that. Didn't love the old waiting around for the goat. Like, don't call him that. I know you probably, with your friends, you talk about who the greatest quarterbacks are, and he's probably in the conversation, but we're a little sensitive to that here in New England, I would think.
Yeah, he probably should know better. Have a little bit of awareness there. But I would say for him, that's probably a goat, right? Or Patrick Mahomes, that's kind of who you're trending towards stylistically, right? You want to be one of those guys that rolls out and can throw off platform and arm angles and the things that Aaron Rodgers started and Patrick Mahomes is now doing. That is, I don't think Drake May is trying to model himself after Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Like, I'm sure he acknowledges their greatness, but in his world, it's probably more about those guys.
Yeah, speaking of that, our good friend Tommy Freespop's down there in New Jersey last night, and he tried to get Aaron Rodgers to talk to him, and it didn't go great. It didn't go great for old Freespop's. I wonder if it was because Aaron Rodgers was confused by the fact that Freespop's looks to be both 50 years old and 17 years old, as was pointed out by one of our very astute Twitch chatters, and that's true. I mean, you see him coming towards you, all of a sudden you're a little confused. You're like, Why is this old man slash young man coming towards me? What does he want? How old is he? What's his deal? That may have been going through Aaron Rodgers' mind at the time, but let's take a listen to Freespop's getting blown off here by Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron, what type of advice would you give Drake May?
So he walked off mid-sentence, and that's where you hear Freespop's kind of just trail off and then says that's a private conversation as he's 8-10 feet off the microphone, off the podium.
Look here, sir. Weird. I mean, young man. I mean, whatever you are.
But it's also Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
You know, Freespop's looks weird in terms of age. Is he young? Is he old? And Aaron Rodgers is just Aaron Rodgers. It's like everybody psychoanalyzing the meeting with Salah on the sideline. Is he pissed? Is he not hugging him? Did he just say two scores? Do they like each other? Do they hate each other? I don't know. I don't think Aaron Rodgers actually connects with anybody.
I thought that that non-hug on the sideline was hilarious. I thought that was so funny. I watched it over and over and over again. I thought that was just one of the funniest things I've ever seen in a football game. He's running up, big smile on his face. Robert Saleh, you could not have deflated him more than you did by rejecting his hug on the sideline in front of everybody. I mean, it was the only game in town. It was the only game anyone was watching, and everybody saw that. That was so funny.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a lot of respect for Robert Saleh.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, or anyone is probably a fair point. That is also a fair point, but I don't think he has absolutely any respect for Saleh and his coaching and his style and all. And he knows, wait, you suck when I don't play. That's you. I'm the one that matters in this relationship because you stink without me. You've proven that with other players. And yeah, Brian, you're right. It's also a little bit of who Aaron Rodgers is. I don't think he respects very much authority. I think that's why he and Belichick have a little thing, because I think they both push back against authority and don't have a lot of respect for other people.
That sounds about right. We're going to take a quick break here. We have more of your phone calls to get to, which we'll do at 617-779-7937. We even have a line or two open for you right now, so jump on if you want to react to this Patriots debacle here in New Jersey against the Jets last night. Well, big part of that, Ramondre Stevenson, who was, as far as the run game's concerned, everyone was expecting him to be the guy they leaned on. He had a rough night, fumbled again, and the run game contained pretty easily. So now what? We'll get into that with your phone calls next.